This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of World Wide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities, from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So first off tonight, we're talking about a story in Germany where reports are in of gay asylum seekers being beaten close to death. After they recover from their injuries, they're likely to be sent back to the same refugee camp they were attacked. This is a Serbian gay couple seeking asylum in Germany, and they've barely survived a vicious attack at the camp where they were living for safety. The incident was revealed in a Facebook post by Javed Nabiev on the Queer Refugees Pride page, and the men were beaten last week and were almost dead when they arrived to hospital.
Now, we covered this actually probably a couple of months ago when we spoke to one of the rights groups within Germany, and they were talking about this double discrimination that LGBT refugees face. It's discrimination within the community, but also within the camps that they're staying.
Yeah, and there's safer and less safe camps. And this camp had already been flagged as being a problem camp, and they tried to move them, and the German authorities had said no. And it took until this terrible beating for possibly and still not definitely change to happen.
There are reports that this is also happening in other parts of Germany.
Over in Israel, the state is going round in circles over whether it opposes gay adoption. A brief submitted on Sunday to the Justice Minister on behalf of the government said that it opposed the Israeli Religious Action Centre permit to permit gay couples to adopt. The state seemed to swing back and forth on Monday over its position on gay adoption, a day after filing a legal brief with the High Court of Justice in which it opposed it.
And even today, we're really not quite sure where this lands. The Labour and Social Services Minister and the Justice Minister are reluctant to let out what their views are on this issue.
The first was no secret. The government and the country are divided, but the Zealous Union and the Yesser Atta parties are pro, or was that against? Even I'm confused.
The Justice Ministry said the issue must be ironed out by the Knesset, their parliament, as a part of a wide public debate over broader issues, including that of gay marriage and gay rights.
And now we are off to Russia, and it's the same story again with Chechnya. But the Kremlin sees nothing unusual with Khodorkovsky's call for the gay purge in Chechnya. The Kremlin came to the defence of Chechnya's leader on Monday, saying controversial comments made by the Republic's leader made about gay men has been taken out of context.
Isn't that just the classic political out? Oh, no, taken out of context.
Exactly.
We're going to kill them all. Oh, no, taken out of context.
Yeah, to purify the nation's blood, taken out of context.
Exactly. And in excerpts of an interview with the US television network HBO, Ramzan Kadyrov, leader, said... called for the removal of gay people and to, as you said, purify the nation's blood. Kadyrov was reporting to reports that security forces in restrictive public had detained and tortured gay men. The Kremlin says that his words have been taken out of context. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters on Monday. Peskov added that the comments were considered correct context, nothing out of the ordinary was said there.
And this, of course, has come out of the reports from Novaya Gazeta, which is the newspaper that keeps prodding and pushing the Russian government into, taking some responsibility. Across to China now, where a crackdown on a wide range of internet videos by Chinese censors has caused a backlash in the country by popular microblogging site Sina. Sina Weibo, and many users objecting to a decision to ban content which features same-sex relationships.
It's not just any. It's not just extreme sexual.
It's not
portrayal.
Pornography or anything. No. It might be two people holding hands or just even commenting on these sorts of things. There's been an outcry, aren't people born equal? It was prompted by decisions by the Beijing regulators to censor and portray homosexual activity in all sorts of online videos. These came into effect in July. There are 84 categories of material that are currently being banned. And in brief,
can I just say I'm so excited. In the UK, Jodie Whittaker has been cast as the first ever female Doctor Who. Amazing actress.
That's
very
brilliant.
Exciting.
In the United States, Catalina Jenner is considering running for office in the American Senate.
In Singapore, a man has been left stunned after a gym has told him to take his shirt off because it's too gay.
And in the UK, one in three LGBT people are harassed or bullied at work, says a new study by the UK Trade Unions Conference. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of the Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australia time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.